Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, December 29th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, although Brooksine is not beside me today. We'll give a little personal update later in the message. We normally prepare these messages each weekday morning, although we've been off for a little over a week now. Look forward to sharing, once again, daily messages from God's Word. Today's message is titled, Guide Us to Thy Perfect Light. You may recognize that as a phrase from the great hymn, We Three Kings. Today's text, Matthew 2, verse 10, which states, When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Contrary to traditional Christmas pageantry and artist portrayals of the nativity setting, a careful consideration of the scriptures reveals that the shepherds and wise men were not both present at the same time at the birth of the Lord. Today's scripture text actually reveals that the wise men who followed the star in the east arrived quite some time after Christ's birth. They had first seen the star while in the east and had traveled to Jerusalem to inquire regarding the exact place of Christ's birth. Who these wise men were remains a mystery. They may have been among those from the Jewish line who stayed in the east following the exile, or perhaps were proselytes or converts to the Jewish faith, who may have known of the messianic promise. After receiving the information that Christ was born in Bethlehem, they went there to worship him. For some reason, after initially seeing the star while in the east, it was no longer seen for a period until they had been to Jerusalem and were on their way to Bethlehem. And you can compare carefully two verses there, Matthew 2, verse 2, and 2, 9, and 10, in order to come to that conclusion. Well, these men were earnest seekers. The journey from the east to Jerusalem was likely long and hard. They were persistent. It was the reappearance of the star on their way to Bethlehem that prompted the response described in the King James Version when they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. The apparent redundancy in the English is an attempt to convey the richness of emotion that Matthew uses four Greek words to express. The Amplified Bible says, thrilled with ecstatic joy. Well, why were they filled with such great joy? After all, at this point, they had not yet seen Jesus. Read the text carefully. It clearly was the reappearance of the star that prompted their joy, and also their ability to continue the journey to find Christ's child. But why? I believe we have here an example of how God reveals himself to the earnest seeker. They had seen the star while in the east, and then went to Jerusalem by faith. The reappearance of the star on their way to Bethlehem gave them an assurance that their seeking was not in vain. At times, the light of God's guidance is remarkably clear, like the star they had seen while in the east. At other times, God's leading is less clear, such as when the guiding star was no longer visible. But like these wise men, as earnest seekers, we walk by faith and obedience to God's word. Then we see again the clear, unmistakable light of God's guidance, as the wise men did when they saw the star a second time. Truly, this is a time of great rejoicing. Where are you today in your walk of faith? Well, for some, the answer will surely be, I really haven't seen the star in a long time. That is that specific leading of God in a direct way. Well, my encouragement to you today is to keep seeking, to keep believing, and keep following, my friend. And I conclude with a scripture text that should be memorized by all earnest followers from Hebrews 11, verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must first believe, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Well, thank you for joining us today. I do have a prayer that Brooksine prepared before leaving this morning that I would like to share. Father, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Help me to journey in faith when the path is dimmed or even obscured by that which you have planned for me. When I can only see through a glass darkly, help me to trust you for what is yet to come. May I have a believing, obedient spirit even when I don't fully understand your plan. For your thoughts are not my thoughts, nor are your ways my ways. They are higher and wiser and are of divine origin. So help me to be mindful that you always know what's best and will lead me according to your will and your timing. Amen. Amen. Let me just share a brief personal update. I last prepared a message on Monday, December 21st, and sent it out just prior to going in for abdominal surgery, which I had that afternoon, which I believe was successful. I've not talked to the surgeon yet. They placed a patch in my abdomen. I've had some weaknesses there for years. It has been a slow recovery. I suppose you like things to go a lot faster. In fact, today I continue to be in some pain about 8 days after the surgery. But I'm coming along fine. I have certainly grown an appreciation of the role that our abdominal muscles have in everyday life. Coughing, breathing. I haven't had to sneeze yet, but I'm dreading that. That part of our body is used in a lot of ways. Well, we also have another issue we're dealing with in our home. Last week, Esther fell on some ice and hit her head. Did not appear to be a severe type injury, but has had a headache much of the time since. And Roxine did take her to the doctor yesterday, and today is following up. There may be a need for a CAT scan. We don't know for sure. I haven't heard. And thus, that's why you're hearing only my voice today. We do hope soon to be back online together, preparing and sharing these messages verbally. Well, we have one song we'd like to share today as a recommended supplement. It's by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, or at least they're the ones that sing it. And it's called Lead Me, Lord, I Will Follow. Brooksine suggested this song in light of the theme of her message today. We also have, incidentally, the song We Three Kings that we did take our phrase for a title from today, Lead Us Into Thy Perfect Light, or Lead Us to Thy Perfect Light. Have a blessed day today. You can tell I'm still weak, and it's a duty to prepare this, actually. But by God's grace, I think I've gotten through it, and this will be the version I will send out. Have a blessed day. Continue to be a seeker after God.